and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, good morning, St. Luke's. It's good to be here with you, singing some songs and praising our Lord Jesus. And I'm excited to be here and spend time in God's Word with you. I'm Pastor Aaron, like I said this morning, and if you haven't got a chance to come meet me, find me after service. I'm going to be right out there by those doors. Shake my hand, tell me your name. I'll probably forget it, but I am working my hardest. Some of you, I've gotten your names down. There's just lots of you, and that's awesome. So I'm excited to be here with you and spending time as we continue on in our series called We Believe. As we've, over the last couple weeks, been looking at different topics and these fundamental truths that we see in God's Word, these things that we believe as Christians. And this morning we are tackling another big church word. Pastor Dan a couple weeks ago gave a message on justification, and we talked about how can we be righteous before God. You know, we asked that question, what does it look like for us to be right on with the way that God intended us to be? And really, the answer to that is we can't. We can never do enough. We can never stack up enough things to get to the top of that pedestal. God doesn't find righteousness in us. God declares righteousness to us. And so our righteousness is from Jesus, and that's what we're talking about when we say justification, is that we are made righteous through Jesus. And today we are looking at sanctification. And I know sanctification and justification sound very similar. And some people will even tell you that they're one and the same thing. But this morning we're going to be looking at what these two words mean and how they are different and why it's important for us in our life of faith that they are different. So talking about sanctification, the first thing that we have to note about sanctification is that it can't happen without justification. Justification is that first step. With justification, if it's God declaring you to be righteous, sanctification is that next step. Sanctification is the what now aspect. When I say sanctification, it's really a fancy word that we use, which just means Christian living, the Christian life. And sanctification is what our lives look like after we're made right before God. So the question for us is, what does that look like? What does that look like for us? Because we know from Pastor Dan's message on justification that in our lives we can never do enough to be righteous. We can never do enough to get at the top of this ladder. So what does our Christian life look like? What is it supposed to look like in Jesus? And so that's what we're going to focus on this morning. And in order to answer that question, I want us to look at two things. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to look to Jesus. Jesus taught so many things throughout the gospel narrative. But one of the things he teaches us is that with sanctification and justification, it's about relationships. And then the second thing we're going to look at is we're going to look at how important sanctification is. It's important that we are sanctified after our justification, and it's going to be important for us that we do it in that order. And so we'll be looking at that. So in order to begin, I want to ask you a question. Which commandment is the greatest? I want us to think back to that gospel reading that we read, where the Pharisees come before Jesus and they test him. They ask him that question, "Teacher, which commandment is the greatest?" And I don't know if you do this, but sometimes I put myself in Jesus' shoes and think about how I would respond to things that happen. And I just see myself getting so flustered and kind of going through, there's a lot of things here. There's some commandments and rules and regulations, and I don't know which one's most important. I just don't. there doesn't seem to be a right answer. And I'm one of those people, I don't like it when there's not a right answer. There has to be a right answer. I don't like it when there's two bad answers. Being between a rock and a hard place is not a fun place to be. And that's not where I want to be. But Jesus, even though he's in this situation, he looks to these guys asking them this question, and he says something so simple. He says, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. When we're talking about Christian living, the reality is we are talking about God's law. We're talking about God's expectations for our lives. We're talking about the commandments and rules that he has for us. And that's hard. Because when we look at those expectations, what we see is the fact that we can't stand up to it. That's difficult for us. But Jesus here tells us something. It's not about the rules. It's not about the commandments. It's not about the regulations. It's about our relationship. It's about relationships. You're right. We can't do this. We can't stack up to that. But Jesus can. Jesus did. And that's why God sent Jesus into the world, so that he could fulfill that for us, so that God could have a relationship with each and every one of us. It's about relationships. God created you. He formed you the way that you are. He loves you, and he wants a relationship with you. And that's why Jesus was sent into the world, to bring us justification. And so we respond. See, that's what sanctification really is. It's a response. It's a response to the amazing things that God is already doing for us in our lives. It's a response to the fact that God sent Jesus into the world. Sanctification is not about our relationship with God and us, because that relationship's solid. The only thing that can affect that relationship is Jesus, and he's already done all that for you. So sanctification, then, is about the people here. Loving your neighbor. I've heard it said that the difference between justification and sanctification is this. God doesn't need your good works, but your neighbor does. God does not need your good works, but your neighbor does. For us as Lutherans, we can get really fixated on justification. And justification is so important. It's so important for us to know that it's not by the good works. It's not by the things that we do that we're saved. That's all Jesus. But when we get fixated on that, we sometimes forget that as Christians, we still love our neighbor. We still do these good works, and it's not for our benefit. It's not for God's benefit, but it's for the benefit of the people around you. Sanctification isn't us working our way to God. Sanctification is a reflection of what God has already done in us. And that order is really important. I think about the order of justification and sanctification. And I think about, you probably know some toddlers who are just starting to stand. And maybe they're really active toddlers. And they're pretty much, the second they're able to get on their feet, they're ready to run, right? And they get up on their feet and they start running. And they fall. Because they haven't learned to walk yet. They haven't got that foundation in place. Or maybe you're a gardener. Or you're into horticulture. I know Jerry's in here somewhere. And you know that you can't reap before you sow. If you want some fruits or vegetables or flowers, you can't expect to have those things before you put the seed in the ground. You plant it, you put some water on it, you nourish it, and then it grows. so important to have that foundation. And for us, that foundation is Jesus. Jesus, our firm foundation. And from there, we with that foundation, can be in Christian love an outpouring of Christ's love in us to those around us. That's what sanctification is all about. You know, it's important that it's done in that order. I think about some people who probably are good people, but don't have faith in Jesus. You know, maybe they're active in their community, they're loving the people around them. They can do all those things and try and stack them up, but they'll never get there. Those things are beneficial for our neighbor, but they need to have the foundation in Jesus first. Justification and then sanctification. You know, sometimes I think about the fact that sanctification and justification are about relationships. And our relationship with God and our relationship with others. And I don't know if you're like me, but I need visual reminders. I'm such a visual learner. And I have this little thing that I do to remind me of this, of what it looks like. And I want to share it with you. When we're talking about justification, it's all about us and God. And so, of course, God always goes at top, right? We've got God up here in my terrible handwriting. And justification is a vertical relationship. It's us and God. That's us, by the way. It's us and God. And there's nothing on the horizontal plane that can affect that relationship. Right here is all us. It's all God. It's all Jesus. The things that we do here in the horizontal cannot affect your relationship with God, which is solidified in your foundation, which is Jesus Christ. But then for us as Christians, we love our neighbor. This is a response. And it's not about God. It's not about us. It's about the people here, people you can touch. Sanctification is about loving your neighbor on the horizon. I know as I talk about all these things, talk about sanctification, I talk about Christian living, I'm talking about good works, I can just feel all of you tensing up. Good works. I'm supposed to do things? How much am I supposed to do? What if I don't do enough? What if I do it wrong? What if I fail? I want you to loosen up. Close your eyes. Breathe. It's all good. It's all good. Jesus has accomplished all things. In the Christian life, are we going to sometimes fail to love our neighbor? Of course. Every day. That's why Jesus came. But should we love our neighbor as best we can, even though we're going to fail? Absolutely. So that's what I want for us. As a church family, as a community of Christ, let's show love to our neighbor. I want you this week to think about who that person is. And it doesn't really matter. Everyone here is your neighbor. But think about that person in your life that you see regularly that needs God's love. And it could be boy, girl, young, old. It doesn't matter. It could be the person that you see at work, person you see in the grocery store. And like I said, it could be someone in this very room. And find a way this week to show them love. And it could be something so simple. Maybe they just need a word of encouragement. Maybe you just say, hey, you did an awesome job. Let me know if you need anything. Or maybe you write them a note of encouragement. Or it could be as involved as inviting them over for dinner and sharing with them your hospitality. Whatever it is, let us as a community of Christ love those around us. Jesus, in his time with his disciples, he told them something, and I want to read this to you, and I hope that this is something that is true for us as a community, as a family of Christ. This is in John 13. Jesus says to his disciples, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all, my brothers and sisters. Amen. I want to invite Pastor Dan up here. He's going to walk us through some of the announcements we have this morning.
Hey, good morning.
Next week after our late service, we are part of a church, a congregation of St. Luke's, that's part of a larger church body, the Lutheran Church. And one of the neat things about being part of a church body is we've got a network of people who care and resources. And so there is a district, the Northwest District. It's states like Idaho, Washington, Oregon together. And their board of directors is going to be meeting in the area. And so after their board meeting, some of the members are going to join us for worship next Sunday at 10. A name you might remember, Jonathan Dinger? Anybody know that game? And Mike Haas is on the board as well. And so they're going to be worshiping with us. And after the late service, they'd love if you could stick around for a little time of Q&A. Just they want to hear what ministry is like in Federal Way in Tacoma in this area. How can they support us and pray for us and resource us? So they're going to be here after that. In a couple weeks, about 3 weeks, is Bible camp is happening. So Bible camp, you've probably seen the screen, hopefully, in the lobby. It's been rotating for a number of weeks now. Bible camp is coming up. It is August 18th through 20th. The registration forms are in the lobby at the Welcome Center. And then our last announcement, we're going to kick off with a little video, so take a look.